Well, like you just heard, I'm originally from a beautiful island in the Caribbean called Puerto Rico. Came to this country in 1987 as a military wife, imagine, right? Working the food industry there, fell in love with, obviously, showing people what a beauty is to find food from all over the world. But as a military wife, I was going to be 6 months here, 12 months there. People would look at my resume and it's like, why do I want to hire you? You know, how long are you going to be here? So I followed the career for a little while. My husband went to Governor's Island, those of you who know, in New York City, Cape May, New Jersey, Yorktown. And I found a way of creating a company that could travel with him in those days. So I would bring products from Puerto Rico. I would offer them. I would do cold calls. Yes, cold calls in those days. And say, hi, I have this wonderful product. Send you samples. Go and visit. And then I would go back wherever I was living at the time. I would sell tractor trailers to the old Bronx Terminal Market, if you ever heard of that. Today is the Yankee Stadium, right? And go and deliver my tractor trailer, collect my money, and go back home, wherever home was. Through that time, it gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of great people. That when I came to Maryland, December 27th, 1990, I'll never forget, with a little 3 months old boy and a new station, right? We were in Washington, D.C. station at the time, but I was living in the Anne Arundel County area, kind of far away from D.C. And I said, okay, so what do I do now? How do I do this, you know? From Yorktown to D.C. was like, how do I continue developing this? So all of those friends said, why don't you open a warehouse? And my answer was, I don't know anything about warehouses. And they said, we'll teach you, we'll help you. I said, okay, let's try. So it's amazing how all of these people saw something in me in those days that they wanted to share. I learned to drive a truck. So yes, this little short lady with a baby carrier next to her would drive to New York City in a 26-foot all-rider truck to pick up cargo in 6 different locations and come back to this market to sell it and to show people the products right here, Eastern Avenue, Fells Point area. All of those doors, one by one, opened the door to us, or to me, and the baby, because that's the one thing I haven't told you. I had no family in the United States. I didn't have a babysitter. So that poor child, you know, went with me everywhere. Wherever I went, there was a nice lady in a cash register that would say, Elda, I'll keep him with me. Or, Elda, you go and talk to my boss back there, and I'll hold the baby, and I'll take care of him. So through the years, Robert had the chance to be with me in so many occasions. Thank God I wasn't cut, right? Because can you imagine what they would have done to me? Child abuse or something like that? No, I was a mom working hard and had her boy with her most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. So in that path, walking around Baltimore and getting to know places, no Google, no GPS. Rand McNally was my best friend, right? How many times did I get lost? 1 million. But I always found my way. I found all these stores. I found all these people with these stories and this information about their culture and their food that I absorbed and I learned. For those of you who don't know, Puerto Rico is an island, right? Yeah. And there's no natural neighbors, right? I don't have any neighbors to teach me about their culture and their food. So all of these people became my teachers and became my advocates, and they taught me about their culture and their food. So one day, I'm still selling in the independent stores, this wonderful gentleman, he was from Nestle Food, his name was Mark Upton. Mark said to me, Elda, the people from Giant Food are looking for someone that can bring to them all of this new thing about ethnic foods. Would you like to go to their building and have a meeting with them? And I said, Mark, hold it. Is that Giant Food, the one with the big building in Sheriff Road, Landover, Maryland? He's like, yeah, that's the one. I'm like, I sell in the independent stores. You know, I sell to all my little bodegas here in Baltimore, D.C., Virginia. And they said, come with me. Let's do an appointment. Tell them your story. Show them what you have done and what you have learned throughout these years. Little did I know, right? I, of course, grab all my samples, get a suit, walk into the place, this beautiful conference room, set up all my tables with different products from different countries, lots of decorations, of course, right? We gotta tell the story. And all of a sudden, all the blue suits walk in. Tiny little girl, red lipstick, always, so people can see me, right? And I start talking, just talking like I'm talking today. Hi, I'm Elden, this is my story, and this, that, and the other. The meeting, I didn't know what was gonna happen after the meeting. I said, well, I tried, right? At least I tried. As I'm walking out of the conference room, I see this gentleman, very nicely dressed. His name was Henry Kramer. And Mr. Kramer said to the category manager, make sure that she can make it. And I have to be honest with you, those are one of those moments in your life when you understand that they're not doubting you, that they're giving you a chance. That I knew what I was bringing to them was going to change an industry, right? Where you would go into a section and you would see brand A and different categories. But there wasn't everything that it was together. There wasn't no story being told at that moment. So Mr. Kramer that day gave me the vote of confidence with his team to give me a chance to redefine the industry, to be able to go to their stores. And let me tell you, this is a funny story. I used to do planograms for them in their Sheriff Road building. I got locked up one night because I was so focused, right? Organizing those shelves, making sure that there was a story. All of a sudden, the guard comes in and is like, young lady, are you aware that the building is closed? I said, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not aware. Can you escort me out, please? So he took me through all kinds of doors and tunnels to get me out. But that show what an opportunity it was for a little girl from Puerto Rico, right? That they came to this country as a military wife in a male-dominant industry. So I see you, Caroline. I understand. And I was able to put my foot in that door. And I'm proud to say that still to this day, I service my independent stores in Baltimore, and I also serve Giant Food and many other stores in this region. So thank you so much for helping redefine industry.